for itself, faith in him, the sunrise symbolizing the resurrection. The way you are sitting is all about peace today. And not only that, the graves in this churchyard are all faith in him. In the ancient world, they know when their Christians arrive, when you've got a Christian churchyard, because they make the graves face east, because the graves are facing the hope of the resurrection. All the graves are placed that way because we believe Jesus will return as judge of the world, and there will be the resurrection of the body, and a churchyard is a waiting room, not a final destination. And so all those graves are built facing east, waiting for the resurrection. So every time you go to church, you're actually thinking of Easter Day when you sit down. Each time you sit down. And Easter Day has been crucial always for Christians everywhere, all around the world. Even when we have been persecuted, nobody has forgotten the meaning of Easter. Back in the communist days, in the bad old days of communist Russia, when the communist leaders like Khrushchev said, "We will bury Christianity. We are going to destroy it and make a godless world." Even then, on Easter Day, instead of letting them go to church, in towns across Russia at one stage, they rounded them up in factories to give them lectures about the glories of communism on Easter Day in the morning. And there was one town where they sent a man from Moscow. He lectured them about communism. They had, I don't know, 3-hour lecture on communism, going on and on about how wonderful it was. Nobody said a word, everyone sat in silence. End of the lecture, one old man at the back said, "Can I just say one thing for 1 minute?" The man from Moscow thought, well, that can't do too much harm. So he said, "All right, you can say one thing." The little old man at the back stood up and said, "Alleluia, Christ is risen." And the whole building rocked. Everybody said, "He is risen indeed. Alleluia." And the man from Moscow went back home to say to Moscow, "Communism hasn't won yet." Easter Sunday is a great day. It's a day of rejoicing. And it was shocking then, and it's shocking now. The disciples were not expecting to meet Jesus alive when they went to that tomb. If you listen in to the reading, you'll notice they thought they were going to find a body. They thought he was dead. Well, they knew he was dead. They were going to mourn him, and they were gobsmacked when they found he risen from the dead. Back in Jerusalem, the tombs are in stone because it's limestone. There's lots of caves, and they cut tombs out of the rock. The Church of the Resurrection in Jerusalem is in the site of an old quarry where Jesus was crucified. And around the edge of the quarry walls, they cut the tombs in so you could walk into the tombs, and the little chambers cut into rock. And they went into that chamber thinking there's going to be the body. They'd seen him die on Friday. And they could not believe what they saw. He wasn't there. They were shocked. Instead, they found his body gone, and they found the angels. One bishop put it like this: the place of his death was between two thieves. The place of his burial was between two angels. They were more shocked than you can imagine. Now, I meant to be explaining a little bit about the evidence for the resurrection, but I'm actually feeling a little bit peckish. So I wonder, could the children come up and just help me make a quick sandwich before we go on? Kids, could you come up? You can see, I need quite a lot in my sandwiches. So if the kids could just come up, we're just going to pause the talk. Don't tell the bishop, he probably wouldn't approve of sandwich making in church. But I've got a few things for my sandwich here. And kids, could you open that for me, please? That would be good. Sorry, everyone. Now, it's right. You take wheat bread, and after the cutting, you hold that piece of bread. Go on that. Right, now let's see what we've got. Mackerel. Nice, no, we're very healthy here. Omega 3, good for you. I'll start my sandwich with some mackerel. That's good. Then, corn au bleu, I've been learning from Rebecca. You can't just have your carrot roll, right? Just stick it over the plate. Church water will be after me, but there's any mess left, all right? Just look. Need some granola sandwiches and crunch. Granola. But kids are well done with that banana. That's excellent work.
bit of spice in a sandwich, don't you? Hot chili sauce. But you see, we're cosmopolitan at this stage, we're international. We like exotic cuisine. Oh, a banana, perfect. Right, let's just stick some banana in there. Now, look, healthy. I'm teaching you good ways, kids. Lots of salad in your sandwich. Always have lots of salad in your sandwich. We like salad. But I'm afraid I'm not as healthy as you. So, there's popcorn in my sandwich. Don't do this. Have a salad and lots of popcorn. Popcorn in your sandwich. A little bit of mandarin. Do you like mandarins? Well, I'm very keen on my fruit, you see, so I'm going to have some mandarin in my sandwich. A bit of mandarin. There we go. Oh, and then exotic food, noodles. There you are, you see, we're international. Now, I actually haven't got time to cook them, is the problem, so I'll just stick my hot noodles on like that. Well, no time to cook them now. And then what else have we got? Oh, yes. Blue ketchup. And finally, now it is Easter Day, so I'm going to have a treat with my sandwich. Okay?
Don't waste it!
This is not a waste. This is all food we've represented. Let's just crack on that cream egg. There you go. Now, that you're doing a marvellous job here. Just put it on the plate. It's really nice. Oh, I missed the lid, very sorry. That's what we need. Some spice. Now. There you go. Here is our sandwich. Now, here's the thing, guys. You ever had a sandwich like that? Do you think I should eat it? Tomorrow, I went to church on Easter Sunday, but instead of a talk, the vicar made himself a sandwich. They might not believe you, especially if you told them what was in the sandwich. But look around. You have got witnesses for your story. See these people here, they're very honest people. Look, we've even got church wardens here. Very, very honest. You could go, if they didn't believe that about this sandwich, you could go and you could get the witnesses and you could get them along and they come along and they say, it's true, it really happened. They'll say, he did make that sandwich. And you've got the witnesses to prove your story. And that is like the resurrection of Jesus, because we have got witnesses. In our readings, it said, there were people there, they saw it. Peter said they saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. Lots of people saw him, over 500 people saw him. That's more people than we've got here, a lot more people than we've got here. Like about 10 times as many people as we've got in this church saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. That's a lot of witnesses. So if anyone was telling the story, there were all these people who could explain that it was true because they'd seen it. So going, think about that witness when you're telling the story about Jesus. Actually, there's lots of people who were witnesses to the resurrection. They've done really well. Thank you for helping with my sandwich. Can we give them a clap? I think the kids are getting a bit worried they'd have to eat. It would have been a problem. But actually, there is a great deal of evidence for the resurrection. It is surprising. Without God, impossible. With God, all things are possible. And the evidence kind of boils down to the people who had the motive to steal the body didn't have the means. The people who had the means to steal the body didn't have the motive. The people who could have done it were the Roman soldiers, the Jewish authorities. No reason to steal the body. They're trying to kill Christianity. They want it dead. The people who wanted or could have wanted to steal it, the disciples had no way of getting past the Roman guards, couldn't have done it. In the end, there is no other explanation for what happened on Easter Sunday except that Jesus rose from the dead. And there were all these witnesses, all those 500 people who saw him afterwards, as evidence for that. But it's not just what proves the resurrection, it's what does the resurrection prove. Here is the thing, here's three things the resurrection proves. Firstly, the resurrection proves who Jesus is. Is Jesus Christ the dead founder of Christianity or our living leader? Well, the resurrection proves that he is alive and he is leading us from heaven today. No other religion can offer you a friendship with its founder. Buddha died long ago in India. Muhammad died in Medina, and his tomb is there, a very grand tomb as well. His tomb is there to this day. But Christianity can offer you a relationship with its founder. Jesus is alive, we can know him now, and he shows us the human face of God. Secondly, the resurrection proves what Jesus did. We are about to have a communion service. And this service, if Jesus isn't who he says he is, this service makes no sense. If Jesus was a good man who died on a cross 2,000 years ago, communion services are really meaningless. But if Jesus is actually God come to earth to die for us, to die for our sins so we can be forgiven, to go to be with God the Father, then the communion service makes perfect sense. In our prayers we're about to have in this communion, it all rests on Jesus being both God and man, and the evidence for that, supremely, is the resurrection. That is why we can know that he brings forgiveness of sins and eternal life. The resurrection is the proof. It proves what Jesus did on the cross on Good Friday. And finally, the resurrection proves that hope is spelt J-E-S-U-S. Hope is spelt J-E-S-U-S. We are living in a world that is a bit short on hope. We've had terrible news from Sri Lanka this morning. We're a bit doleful in this country generally. But actually, there is hope. In my job, I take a lot of funerals. And if it weren't for Easter Sunday, taking funerals would be a terrible business. Without Easter Sunday, death would be a doorway into darkness, and we would not know where it takes us. But actually, Easter Sunday changes everything. The empty tomb tells us there is not only a life beyond death, but it is a greater and a better life with God, and that Jesus can take us there if we will follow him. And that means there is hope. However tough things get, and they do get tough, and I know some people have had a very hard time lately, wherever hard they look, there is hope because of Jesus and because of Easter Sunday. Good Friday seemed like the worst day in the world. Easter Sunday, the best day in the world. From the worst thing that ever happened, God brought the best thing that ever happened when Jesus rose from the dead. And that is why the Bible tells us sorrow endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. As one preacher puts it, it may be Friday, but Sundays are coming. And with the Lord, Sundays always are coming. However tough it is, whatever Good Friday moments we're going through, Sunday is on the way. So hope is spelled J-E-S-U-S, and Christianity is a religion of hope because of Easter Sunday. And that takes us back to where we started. What we're going to finish by doing is I'm going to say, Alleluia, Christ is risen, and you're going to pretend you're those Russian people in that factory in somewhere in Siberia, and you're going to raise the roof by saying, he is risen indeed, Alleluia. So, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed, Alleluia.
Not quite Russian, but pretty good.